Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Haas for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Young and he is out, Levy applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Russ Young. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Rip Collins. Ed Grimes pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Jack Crouch now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Grove strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goslin strikes out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.